With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. slammed the jury's verdict in former President Trump's New York criminal case, calling it profoundly undemocratic and warning it will backfire against Democrats in November. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more on the story.
Kennedy wrote on the social platform X, quote, America deserves a president who can win at the ballot box without compromising our government's separation of powers or weaponizing the courts. You can't save democracy by destroying it first. The Democrats are afraid they will lose in the voting booth, so instead they go after President Trump in the courtroom. Kennedy claimed that Democrats wouldn't challenge Trump on his record because they pushed for the same policies he did. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said on X, these charges should never have been brought in the first place. I expect the conviction to be overturned on appeal. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden says Hamas is no longer capable of carrying out another large-scale attack on Israel, as he urges Israelis and Hamas to come to a deal to release remaining hostages for an extended ceasefire. He says Hamas says it wants a ceasefire and an Israeli-based deal is an opportunity to prove whether they really mean it. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin has left the Democratic Party and registered as an independent.
Manchin pulled the plug on his affiliation with the Democrats, citing partisanship on both sides of the aisle, posing what he sees as a threat to democracy. Posting on X, he writes, quote, to stay true to myself and remain committed to put the country before party, I have decided to register as an independent with no party affiliation and continue to fight for America's sensible majority. Manchin is not running for re-election to his Senate seat this year and signaled this week he will not seek to reclaim his old job as governor of West Virginia. Bob Agner reporting.
The Dow gaining 279 points, but the Nasdaq losing 121. This is SRN News. A pair of pro-life pregnancy centers are off the hook.
Washington State is dropping its investigation of the clinics after accusing them of violating the Consumer Protection Act. A lawyer for the center says, quote, the Constitution protects all pro-life organizations' right to freely speak their beliefs and exercise their faith. Several states and localities have taken pro-life pregnancy centers to court, claiming they cannot claim to offer pregnancy services unless they perform abortions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom putting the spotlight on Eritrea. The commission says that Eritrean authorities are holding an estimated 500 Christians as prisoners. This, despite a call from the United Nations for the government there to uphold the right to freedom of religion or belief and to guarantee related freedoms of expression, peaceful assembly, and association. This is SRN News. The bodies of a U.S. missionary couple killed by gang members in Haiti's capital have been returned to their family in Missouri. Natalie and Davy Lloyd's bodies taken to their hometown, Jefferson City. Tesla recalling more than 125,000 vehicles to fix a seatbelt warning system that may increase the risk of an injury in a collision.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says on certain vehicles, seatbelt reminder signals that you can see and hear were not going off when they were supposed to. Now, here are the vehicles being recalled. Some 2012 through 2024 Model S, 2015 through 2024 Model X, 2017 through 2023 Model 3, and some 2020 through 2023 Model Y vehicles. Tesla isn't aware of any collisions, deaths, or injuries because of this. I'm Rita Foley.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.